Hello and welcome to Stacy's Minivan Minutes. I'm Stacy Sims, and this is kind of an experimental podcast. I just wanted to learn how to use Anchor, a newer podcasting app that seems really simple. I'm talking to a group of Syracuse University students in a couple of weeks, all about podcasting. And I've had a successful podcast for several years now, but this seems to be one of the best ways to just hop into podcasting very easily. And before I talk to the students about it, I wanted to try it out. So here we go. This will just be a couple of minutes, hopefully a couple of episodes, and we'll see where it leads. It got me thinking, though, about, you know, just about radio in general and, you know, my journey from radio to television news to radio news and now to podcasting. And I was thinking back to, you know, why I got interested in radio. And, you know, I grew up in the suburbs of New York City I was a teenager in the 80s. And I really think that that was kind of the last gasp of huge, big radio personalities. And I don't mean that there aren't any today and that, you know, radio still isn't great and all that good stuff. But I'm talking about like the people that, you know, everybody seemed to be talking about. And, you know, there were limited outlets. You didn't have podcasting. You didn't have the internet, you know. So it was really different. And I remember, I mean, here's what I'm talking about. We would listen to Don Imus in the morning. And then I would come home after school and listen to Howard Stern. Very inappropriate, I'm sure, for whatever age I was listening back then. But this was, if you're familiar with Howard Stern's career, this was when he was in New York City. And he had just gotten there, so I think he went back and forth, but this was the first time. And it was the only time I really ever listened to him. I've heard the show on Sirius, you know, the newer show now, but, you know, he went around, he bounced around a little bit. That was the only time I ever really listened to the show. And what struck me was the same thing that struck me about the Don Imus show. It wasn't so much the big personalities on that show, the main personalities. It was the people on the sidelines. I was fascinated by Charles McCord, who did the news for Don Imus, and by Robin Quivers, who started out being a kind of a sidekick and then grew into much more of a main role, certainly. But those were the people that fascinated me and that I wanted to hear more from, because I couldn't see myself doing the outrageous things that the hosts were doing, or even my local DJs. I mean, we listened to the Z Morning Zoo on Z100, and, you know, but back then, you know, it was always this big, flamboyant, huge, larger than life guy. And then you had these girls on the side, and most of the time the girls were like, oh, you're so funny, haha, you're so great, oh, that's crazy. And I knew that wasn't me either. So the role I saw myself in was more like Robin Quivers or Charles McCord. I knew I was interested in news, and I knew I wanted to be part of something entertaining. So that's what I thought I was going to be for a while. It's funny, you know, I was thinking as I'm talking here, who were the female role models on radio at that time? I'm sure there were some. I know that locally, you know, in different markets, there are some very well-established and longtime female hosts and disc jockeys, but I'm trying to think. I mean, my mom listened to Cousin Brucey still at that time, and all the local people in the New York City area that I recall were guys. The only female talk show host that I remember listening to regularly, I guess Delilah was there at that time, but I wasn't into the romantic, you know, love songs. I think it was Dr. Ruth. She had a weekly talk show, and I kid you not, I mean, I listened to and if you don't know who Dr. Ruth is, please go Google her up, and then don't tell your parents I told you. But she had a weekly show, and I remember listening to that. I can't remember anything she said. Oh my God, that's embarrassing. But it was more like, you know, here's a woman's voice coming out of the radio. Wow, you know, it's interesting that when your influencers are people like Don Imus, Howard Stern, and Dr. Ruth, that I've had such a kind of a boring and straight-laced career. Wouldn't predict that would happen. But, you know, it's one of the things that got me interested in news. And then when I went to Syracuse University, and that's where I'll be speaking to the kids in a couple of weeks, I went to the radio station there, and I did that sidekick thing. I was a news reader for the early morning radio news at WJPZ, the student-owned and operated station. And from there, I moved back into what I thought would be my true calling, television. I kind of moved away from the student radio station and went to the student TV station. But you know, I never lost my love for radio, and that was my first job out of college. And after spending a decade in TV news, I went back to it and fell in love all over again. So a roundabout way of saying this podcast is going to be about stuff like that, maybe. We'll just talk and see how it goes. Because the idea here is now when I stop talking is to figure out a way to hit publish and make sure this goes where it's supposed to go and report back on how well Anchor worked. So just to tell you, technically, I am recording this on my phone in my minivan. I don't know if you can hear the motor running. No microphones, just into the iPhone. And I will be just using Anchor's tools. I don't like their editing tools. I can tell you that already. I was fooling around with it for the very first introductory episode. I'm going to try to edit as little as possible, probably nothing at all. And as we move through this, maybe I'll learn to use more of the music tools and distribution and things like that. The distribution, I think, is handled for me. But we will find out as I release this and we learn from there. All right. Well, thanks for listening to me ramble. This has been Stacy's Minivan Minutes. Oy. By the way, my other podcast, the one that I do in a studio setup with a distribution host called Liberated Syndication, which is a bit more complicated than Anchor, and I love it, and I have no intention of moving. That podcast is called Diabetes Connections. It is all about information and inspiration for people living with type 1 diabetes, used to be called juvenile diabetes. So if that's something that you're interested in, or you know someone touched by type 1, please let them know that this is not that podcast. It's diabetes-connections.com. Anyway, I will see you next time on Stacy's Minivan Minutes.